The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to us breaking down the interrogation of Richard Allen. This is one video in a series of videos here on our channel that is breaking this all down. So if you want to watch the first part to the second interrogation, yes, I know, it might get confusing because we've broken down the first interrogation. This is the second one. And we're breaking it down as well. This one gets a little bit more dramatic than the first. And then we're going to be going through the jailhouse phone calls as well, where he allegedly makes those confessions. I'm just going to call them false confessions. As we dive into Evil in Delphi, the torture of Richard Allen. That's what it was. Let's continue with the interrogation. I also want to, of course, credit Crime Circus. They're the ones who brought these videos to light first. And so we are watching them from their YouTube channel. They put a lot of great content out. So please do check them out as well. Continuing on, this is part two.
And I don't know where you would have got one that did come out of my gun.
Right there. It was there. It was found.
Okay.
And I don't think you realize the severity of this. You realize the death penalty is on the table for this?
You know what? I don't really care about at this point. I've dealt with not wanting for 7-8 years now. It's been a long fucking battle. And with what you guys have done to me, I don't give a fuck. You'll make my wife rich. So
is that what she wants? Is that what your daughter wants?
They don't want any of this to even be happening.
Well, it is.
Exactly.
I can't turn this
exactly
back. You were there. You're there.
Yep.
Experts say that's you on the video.
Okay.
The experts are saying you said down the hill to the girls. The experts are saying all this.
Notice they've never brought an expert to the table. There was never an expert in that courtroom testifying that any of that is true. There are no experts. None. That have ever come forward and put him as the guy on the bridge. They've put many other people, Ron Logan on the bridge. I'll find that graphic. Let's continue on.
All the evidence indicates you were out there. The witnesses saw you. The witness saw you. You said you didn't see anybody else on the bridge, but there was a girl that walked up, a lady that walked up and saw you on the platform, right?
Okay.
You didn't see her. And then right after that, these two girls that end up dead minutes later walk by her and she looks back and sees them passing you. You're the last person to have contact with Abby and Libby? Your weapon, your gun out of your weapon is...
I've never harsh. Contacted Abby and...
The last person to have contact with Abby and Libby is actually Keegan Klein.
Levy. I've never even met him.
That day? Why?
Who said I didn't?
That's all I want to know is the truth. You're not willing.
I told you the truth. Do what you need to do.
Okay. Well, let me get the... I have the warrant here for your DNA, and then let me step out and see. And they'll come in and swab you with it.
That's fine.
Well, I'm trying to help you, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to have a good...
Hang on 1 second.
Does that actually work on anybody? So he's, if you're listening to this, you can see he's just sitting in the room. He walked away. He's just shaking his head like, what the F is going on here? Just, I can't imagine. I mean, this is insane. This is torture. They have no evidence against this guy.
This is a warrant right now we have for to collect your DNA to who does go to it.
Okay.
I have to read it to you. It's to law enforcement reference DNA standard buccal swab. You're hereby authorized and ordered in the name of the state of Indiana to take DNA, to take a DNA standard of Richard M. Allen by buccal swab. So basically, I'll swab the inside of your cheek.
Okay.
Compare that to any DNA that we have. Okay. You are further ordered to the means necessary to seize Richard Allen and to take a buccal swab. You're being cooperative, so we don't have to worry about that. But if you aren't, we could get it any means necessary. To compare the evidence of the crime, you are furthermore ordered to seize such property or any part thereof found on such search, and that you bring the same or any part, therefore, with before me to be disposed of according to law. So basically, we take it, we can't dispose of it until the judge says so.
Okay.
So we'll keep this.
Okay?
Yes, sir. Do you have anything in your mouth?
No.
Yep.
So he's about to get the swab. Before we do that, I want to show you this, the bridge guy picture. You know how they're saying, the experts are saying it's you. There's no expert that ever said it was him. Ever. But you know what some experts have said? That Ron Logan is the real bridge guy. Now, no one can conclusively say that for sure. But there are experts. In fact, one of the best in the business has said, can't conclusively state it, but that's likely what we're looking at. No one can conclusively state that at all. And I'm not conclusively stating it either. But if you're going to compare him to Bridge Guy, I think you got some arguing to do. I can see the cursor on the screen there. But what we have here on the left of your screen, if you're looking at it, that right there is the Bridge Guy. And to the right is also the Bridge Guy. It's just two different angles of it. And then below, that's Ron Logan. That's the guy who the girls' bodies were found at. That's the guy who made up an alibi before anyone knew the girls were dead and lied about it to investigators. It's a guy who has a history of violence against women. Now, one of those women openly said in a interview that she really felt he might have a propensity, more or less, for little girls. He died in prison of COVID, I believe in 2022. But that should give you a little more perspective on that, on Bridge Guy. And this is a guy the FBI investigated. This is a guy the FBI even raided his property. And they went in and did an investigation. And you know what happened with that investigation? Nothing. So they didn't do the investigation. But what happened with their report? How was that report? Was the report used to hone in on him or to lead them in some other place? Because you have some of the best resources you are going to get. there working for you with the FBI. And if you're Delphi and you're trying to solve this case, you'd think, you go, okay, yes, help us. Okay, you think, let's follow your lead here. You got more resources than we do, and you have more seasoned investigators than we do. So yes, let's follow this. They raid his house. They write the report. And Delphi kicks the FBI out. No reason given. Just, we can do it better. At least that's the assumption. What were the findings in that report? Never known. Delphi has it. FBI has it. The FBI's not releasing it. What was in it? What was found in that report? Kind of makes you wonder. Let's continue on with the video.
Turn that way for me. Just turn your body.
Just turn my body?
Yeah. All right, open your mouth.
My DNA.
So what you were telling me out there, it's over, huh?
The damage is done. I don't know.
I'm sorry that you think this is funny and you keep laughing. Maybe it's just a nervous laugh. I don't know, but I'm trying to help you. Yes. Why is all this evidence clearly indicating that you're involved?
I can't tell you that. And what you're talking to me about is a bullet that was found by the murder scene next to...
It's more than just that. You have to listen to me for just 2 minutes straight. Just open, just forget about it.
This guy likes to hear his own voice.
Okay. The girls have a video of you. Experts are saying, without a doubt, that is you on a bridge. That is your voice. How they do it, I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Because they didn't do it!
That's what they're saying. We have 5 witnesses that see you out there on the bridge with the girls.
Don't see that.
Right? Why don't you see that? I'm not lying to you.
Because it didn't happen.
It did happen.
There could have been somebody that seen me that I didn't see. What I'm telling you is they didn't see me anywhere near the girls or anybody else because I wasn't around anybody that day. So I'm done answering. Like, I know you're trying to trick me into saying
no,
that.
I'm not tricking you.
I don't care how stressed out I get. I'm not going to fucking admit to something that I had nothing to do with.
I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not trying to trick you.
I didn't anybody else because I wasn't around anybody that day. So I'm done answering. Like, I know you're trying to trick me into saying
I'm
that.
I'm not tricking you.
I don't care how stressed out I get. I'm not going to fucking admit to something that I had nothing to do with.
I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not trying to trick you.
I didn't.
Listen, I have a full hand of cards here. I'm not laying all my cards on the table.
Okay.
I'm telling you bits and pieces, hoping that you will realize that. Without a doubt, we have you out there at the time of the merger. It clearly indicates.
I think this guy wants to be in a soap opera or something.
It does not. There is nothing that you could have that's going to indicate me because I wasn't out there.
And you don't think that you're around that 6 inches away?
I know that a round from my gun did did not end up at a murder scene.
You're wrong.
Okay.
And the proof
you're
is
wrong.
Right here.
I don't believe it.
Hello.
I mean,
well, you're going to.
I'm not.
You said you didn't want to be the fall guy. You're being the fall guy. Because you won't give us this your side of the story. The truth.
I don't care.
You should care.
You're not going to prove I did something I didn't do.
You're exactly right. We're not. We're going to prove what you did. Your involvement in this.
Involvement. What was my involvement?
You tell me. You were there.
And I told you I had nothing to do with it. I told you I never even seen that.
I wasn't there. I'm not on video. Four witnesses didn't see me. Four or five witnesses didn't see me out there. And I can.
Me either.
And my round wasn't. Out of my gun wasn't 6 inches away from a dead girl's foot.
Mine either.
I'm telling you, you're living in this world.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I'm showing you some of the evidence that we have. And I'm giving you the opportunity to give your narrative, because if you don't, they're going to make it up. And you know the media, not even media, media is mild compared to social media,
sure,
is going to portray you as this monster. Are you a monster?
They're already going to do that. You've already talked.
When you get arrested for this?
It doesn't even matter, because I actually care about what people think.
Yeah, you do.
I said I do. I actually care about what people think. That's why.
So do I. That's
why. You've already done the damage. How am I supposed to? Never mind.
No, please. Talk to me.
I just.
Clear this up in my head.
I just don't know how I'm supposed to act like this never happened.
You can't. You can't act.
I'm not
like
saying the murder. I'm saying
that's exactly what you're saying. Your conscience is trying to tell you this is the day, this is the time, this is time to get out in front of this, Rick. You made a mistake. You got in the middle of this. You cannot explain all the evidence away, and you're saying, "Oh, that's not me." I'm just telling you what we have, some of what we have.
Okay.
And we're still working on other things.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you I did something I didn't do.
I don't want you to say.
End of story.
And I appreciate that. What did you do? What is your involvement? Who else? You know, I have 100 different questions, but if you're not willing to tell the truth, it's a waste of your time and mine. And you're going down for something that you have maybe some involvement in. Maybe this is all you.
Where is this guy that's saying that I helped him?
You tell me. I'm not saying that. Did I say today that somebody...
You're saying that I was involved. Well, if I didn't do it, but I'm involved, what are you saying? If you got somebody saying I helped them do it, they're fucking crazy.
Okay. I never said that. Did I? I just said you're involved. What is your involvement? Is that a theory that some people may have that...
I don't know.
I just want you to tell me all the truth. I just want you to be just completely honest with me.
If you're going to arrest me, arrest me. I'm not talking anymore. This is ridiculous.
I just thought maybe you would appreciate my effort to help you. I mean,
piece of shit.
Apparently you don't.
No, apparently he doesn't.
Today I can't help you.
I understand that.
You do understand that.
I don't need your help.
You need help. You don't think any of this is important?
I think that nothing that you have is going to show me anywhere near the murder of two little girls. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm telling you we do have that.
You don't. It's not possible.
It is possible.
Whatever.
Well, I apologize.
I've already been dealing with bullshit. I'm having to worry about what you've said to my neighbors, what you've said to the people I work with. That's more than I want to deal with. I'm not going to sit here and do this.
Okay. All right, sit tight.
Jesus Christ.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
I know I wasn't in there. Could you just give me... No. You don't want to talk about that.
No, okay. What about any of it?
Okay, what I failed to tell you, too, is the witnesses saw a gun in your pocket.
No, they didn't.
You're saying you didn't have a gun?
I'm saying I did not have a gun.
When you were out there. And you told me earlier no one borrowed that gun?
I probably never would have let somebody borrow my gun.
Probably wouldn't have, but I'm asking you, did you?
No.
Okay. And again, I'll try to clarify this earlier. You and I both know I'm not a scientist, and you're not a scientist.
But what the you're barely a police officer.
This extraction mark is like a fingerprint. It's unique to the gun. I told you that earlier. You understand that. It's not unique to that type of gun. It's unique to that specific gun, just like your fingerprint.
No, it's not.
If I have a fingerprint, my fingerprint, your fingerprint, and I got a fingerprint to the at the scene, we match that fingerprint, it's significant to one person. Okay. No fingerprints are alike.
And what I'm telling you is there is no way that a bullet from my gun ended up at a murder scene.
And we've been working on this for over 5.5 years. We get a search warrant for your house, find your gun, because we were told when we found that round that it had 3 extraction marks on it. And without a doubt, they would be able to match that extraction mark to the gun. Not type of gun, the gun. We've taken multiple guns down there, and they have not matched to those extraction marks. Your gun does, 100%, without a doubt. It's in this certificate of analysis. The scientists say that the marks on that gun are match your gun.
And I'm telling you, it didn't happen. I didn't shoot anybody. I've never even pointed a gun at anybody.
I'm not saying you shot anybody. I'm saying a fully intact round from your gun is on
the... And I'm telling you, that's not possible.
It is.
It's not.
How's it not?
Because I wasn't there.
You were there. You said you were there. There's some...
I told you I was on the trail. I didn't tell you I was at a murder site. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you something that's not true so you can feel better about this.
I already feel good about this.
Okay.
I feel good about what the experts are telling me.
Okay.
I feel good about the scientific evidence. I feel good about the witness statements. I feel good about everything.
I feel good about my voice.
Is you being a fall guy for anybody or everybody or anybody.
I like to just sit in my bedroom at night and talk to myself like this, because I feel good about myself. I really do. I feel so good. I've had so good about myself. I'm sorry. What? You couldn't put like a more shitty put on. I'm going to be an investigator. I'm going to play this role right now. That is so over the top or just so cringeworthy. He wins the award for that.
Involved in this, if that's possible. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you did do this all by yourself. That's exactly, I know you keep snickering at that, but that's exactly what's going to be portrayed of you. You're this evil monster that was just hunting for 2 teenage girls so you could just go down there and terrorize them and kill them, and that's not true.
And you're going to be exposed for what you are, too. By the way, matching an unspent bullet to a specific gun is significantly less reliable than matching fired bullets, as the superficial markings made during chambering or handling are subtle, inconsistent, and subject to considerable interpretation and error. So that's what the science is telling him. The science and the scientific people in the science lab library. Down by the science building where they sell science diet. I like Bill Nye the Science Guy. You ever watch Bill Nye the Science Guy? Rick, you ever watch Bill Nye the Science Guy? I'm telling you, that man blows my mind. Blows my mind. It makes me feel really good about myself, though, Rick. That Bill Nye the Science Guy. So good. So good, Rick. Rick, I gotta go excuse myself. I'll be right back. I'm sorry, this is horrible and insane, and my God, could you get a more innocent type character in this role? I think it really just, it speaks to extremely bad police work at the very least, but I would go no experience. I mean, or extreme lack of experience for how small the area is that you don't really, you know, you're more often, you know, going after people who interrogating them for shoplifting or something. I mean, there's not a lot of murders that they're going to this level on, but it feels like when you're watching this, it's like, oh, here's our big day. Like, we're on. The cameras are watching. It's sweeps week. We got to put our best product out there. And then they just go over the top because they're so excited to do it. And it's just like, whoa, all at once. Makes me so excited. Continue.
Is it?
I told you.
You and I both know that that's not true. You and I both know what happened. The evidence clearly is indicating. Now, there's some missing pieces. And I'm going to find those missing pieces.
Okay.
And it would be easier if you helped me find those missing pieces.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I did something I didn't do.
I don't want you to. I told you that.
I don't want you to.
That's exactly what you want me to do. No. What else would you want me to do but tell you I did it? And I'm not going to, because I didn't. I've never been around those two girls in my life.
You were on the trail that day.
I was on the trail that day, and I told you that.
And they walked right by you, according to witnesses.
No, they didn't. I never even seen them. Like, I think I'm going to see somebody if they walk past me. Am I not? I'm not saying somebody didn't see me that I didn't see. All I'm telling you is I never seen those two girls.
And why didn't you report this day one?
Report what?
That you were out there and you saw these two girls, you were in the area.
The very day that they came out and said that they wanted anybody who might have been out there to come in, that's what I did. I went down to the police station. I said, hey, I was out at the trail that
day.
Did
you want to?
Well, I obviously did, or I wouldn't have.
Did your wife encourage you to? Because she's talking
no.
to us. She's talking to us right now. And she's.
I'm sure she is. And she's going to tell you there's no way in hell that I'd ever do this. So, we're all good.
That's not what was going on, Rick.
Rick, did you know that your wife is wearing lingerie that I brought from my house and at gunpoint said, put this on? I'm kidding. That didn't happen, as far as we know.
Then I don't know what is.
I just wish you'd be honest. That's all I
do. Oh, my God.
I have been
honest with you, and you obviously don't believe me.
I don't, because if this evidence wasn't there, I would.
Okay.
You don't believe this evidence is...
I don't.
We're not here.
There's no way possible.
We didn't...
There is no way possible that a round from my gun ended up at a murder scene. It's not possible. So something's obviously wrong.
Something is wrong.
Exactly.
You and I both know what's wrong.
I didn't do it. And I'm not going to sit here all day trying to convince you that I didn't do it. No. You obviously think that I did.
I'm not going to sit here all day and convince you that I think that you did do it, Rick. I'm just laying down some of the evidence that we have.
Okay.
And we're going to get more.
I don't think so.
I'm only giving you the opportunity to get out in front of this. This is your opportunity. Like you said earlier, the truth is easy.
I've got nothing to get out in front of. I'm not going to tell you I did something I didn't do.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't want you to tell me something that you didn't do.
Then stop asking me to.
I'm not. I'm just asking you to tell the truth about this day. I asked you to go back and rehash it and you wouldn't. Why?
I told you, because I'm not going to... You guys are, like, trying to trick me into doing something.
I'm not trying to trick you.
I told you what happened. You've already got it. There's no need for me to tell you again.
There's story.
Whatever. There aren't any. I don't know how I can make this any clearer. I'm not going to tell you that I had something to do with this.
Okay. And I don't know how I can make this any clearer. We have evidence indicating that you're clearly involved.
Okay.
And that's sad that you won't help.
Okay.
Because if that was your daughter out there, you would want some people to help.
You're damn right I would.
You're right. But you don't, so.
He's sitting there and he's kind of like just I'd say in disbelief. Like, how is this happening? His head's down. I mean, it looks like he might be even crying a little bit. It's hard to tell. So I wipe his eye for a second. Then now, Officer Dippity Doo returns.
Still waiting because sounds like your wife's talking and she's being honest. So, she basically said, "You can't believe you lied to her, so you're lying to us too." But so, was there a reason why you have this? This route in your little keepsake box. You, what kind of ammo did you have for your SIG?
I don't know.
Blazer?
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
At that time?
At that time, you had Winchester.
Okay.
The round we found was Winchester. The ammo you had in your gun and for your gun at the time was Blazer, but this was a Winchester. It says right there, Winchester. Same exact type of round.
We've been through this.
I know. I'm just giving you an opportunity. And like, well, I said, your wife's being.
Please stop giving me opportunity.
She says ever since 2017, she's saying that you didn't want to go. You wouldn't let her go on the search party because she wanted to help.
Oh. Okay.
And she's saying that.
I know my wife.
Well, I'm just telling you.
My wife, you want me to bring her in? Some stupid shit.
You
like
want
that.
Me to bring her in and tell you? She's telling the truth about what happened. You didn't tell her, but you've lied to her for years, is how she feels right now. Because, and your depression has gotten considerably worse since this incident, which is...
This has been going on for 7-8 years now.
But it's gotten worse since this... Since,
well, it's gotten really bad.
I could see why. If I killed two girls, I would get...
Oh, my
Jesus.
I would have depression, too. I would have mental issues too.
I'm sure you would.
Living with this.
I'm sure you would.
And that's why you are. Here's what I think, Rick. I don't know. Only you know. But here's my theory. You're out there. Maybe somebody set this up. Maybe they didn't. Maybe you're out there. Maybe we know you're out there. That's a theory. That's a fact. We know you had a gun. Girls saw the gun in there. We know you have anger issues. Your wife told us before that you have some anger issues and you have depression and you have, you know, those types of issues. And maybe this girl said something to you. I don't know. Maybe you said go down the hill, which we know. The experts say you said go down the hill. You get down there and they, you know, they piss you off for whatever reason. You racked the gun. You didn't realize you racked that gun to scare them. And that round popped out. You didn't realize it. Because maybe, do you carry that gun with a round chambered, or do you not have it chambered?
When I carry it, I would have a round chamber.
So you're going to carry it very often. Well, you're carrying it that day, because girl said. So if you have one chambered, and what I'm saying is if I have a round chamber, which I do, and I rack this gun right now, around, a fully intact round will pop out. Correct?
I assume.
Well, that's what's happened, and you didn't realize it.
Okay.
And that's why that round's there on the ground, right? And this is your opportunity. You don't want any of this and
can
that.
Can you please stop giving me opportunities? I'm not going to sit here and tell you I did something I didn't do.
Okay, tell me what
I'm
you
not
going
to tell you I'm involved with something.
Tell me what you did do then that day. Help me.
I didn't murder two little girls. What?
And we will wrap up our segment on that note. We have another two or so to go. Maybe one, maybe two. It's hard to tell. And then we're going to be also working through the phone calls, the jail phone house, the jailhouse phone calls between Richard Allen and his wife. I'm glad the investigative officer is so... It provides a little comic relief. I mean, did anybody out there, I mean, tell me in the comment, I mean, how are you feeling? I mean, I was in that last little bit, you know, I was getting teary eyed because it was just what that guy went through, the torture of this shit. for something he didn't do. I know he's convicted. I know he's in jail, in prison. But this is how they got there. This is why I don't believe he's guilty. This is why there is something else at play here, without a doubt. We got more to come. Press subscribe and stick around, and we'll continue.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.